Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble and Dalgetty Bay and Fife as ever, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Colin Waters, who is the Communications Manager at the Scottish Poetry Library. Welcome to Edutalk, Colin.
It's a pleasure to be speaking to yourself, thank you.
Now, over the next 10 minutes or so, we're just going to be hearing from Colin about the Scottish War Poets Memorial, a really interesting development that many in Scottish education and further afield should be aware of. But just to start off with, Colin, could you give us a little bit of background to yourself and your present role in the Scottish Poetry Library?
Sure. Well, I guess my working life started about the early 2000s when I became a journalist. I worked at the Herald and Sunday Herald, and I used to do the Guardian's little guide to the festivals during the Edinburgh festivals too. And it was a fantastic job. I loved doing it. And then the credit crunch came along and stole all of advertising for newspapers. And so there wasn't much room for freelancing at that point. So I moved out of journalism, and the job that I got was here at the Scottish Poetry Library as communications manager. I always say that communications manager sounds very dry. It's a very dull description of a very interesting job. I do a number of things. So in the past, I've acted almost as a sort of secretary for whoever happened to be the national poet for Scotland. That was Liz Lockhead at first, now Jackie Kay. I record podcasts for the Scottish Poetry Library. Our remit here at the Scottish Poetry Library, our tagline is bringing people and poetry together, and our podcast is a great way of doing that. We get a really good audience in the UK and abroad too. For some reason, at least 10 people a month listen to us in Rwanda, which I think is...
It's a great
shop window on Scottish culture, you know, and Scottish poetry, which I think is Scotland's main art, actually, poetry. It's the thing that we do so well, and that's why Burns is our, I guess, our secular saint. He embodies that strand to Scottish cultural life. So, yeah, I have a very interesting job here at the Scottish Poetry Library, and I feel very lucky to be able to work in and the library and to help with the promotion of Scottish poetry.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Colin. So, and just before we talk about the Scottish War Poets Memorial, some listeners may not be aware of the work of your organisation, so can you give us a flavour, particularly from the point of view of working with maybe those in education, particularly young people?
Well, yeah, like I say there, our tagline, if you look at our website, is bringing people and poetry together. And that really governs everything we do here. So there's different strands to what we do. And one of them is education. We have a learning manager, and we prepare resources for teachers in different varieties of ways. So, for example, we recently had National Poetry Day, and we prepared possible notes for how to teach National Poetry Day using the 6 poems that we had chosen to illustrate the theme of National Poetry Day 2018, which was change. So one of the poems, for example, was a Scots language poem by James Robertson called Dr. Wah, which is about Doctor Who. And it seemed like a fun way to talk about change and poetry that would interest young people as well. But in the past, we've also prepared resources to reflect what was going on in terms of anniversaries or centenaries or what's on the curriculum. So we used to have a modular course called Ghosts of War, which is all about World War One, and introduced a lot of the great war poets to younger people. One of the things I do at the SPL is I look after the website, and one of the fascinating things I do every month, although it won't sound fascinating to listeners perhaps, is gather digital statistics on the website. And essentially all the biggest things, the most visited pages are educational pages, actually, are pages either of poems or poets that feature on the set text or relate to resources that we provide at the website. Also, although the website isn't specifically just geared educational needs. That actually is the thing that attracts most people to our website.
Colin, I usually do this at the end, but before I forget, and I'm sure listeners will be jumping to the bit for confirmation, you know, what is the address for the website, and what other kind of presence do you have on social media, for example?
Well, the website is pens and papers ready. It's www.scottishpoetrylibrary.org.uk. And it's a fantastic website, lots of poems, lots of biographies of poets. That's where you'll find our podcasts. You'll also find recordings of individual poems. We do blogs. We have posters. There's something for everybody there, whether you're a teacher or you, perhaps if you're a pupil or in further education. I mean, for example, one of the things we do is we have PDFs you can download that tell you how to become a poet, how to get your stuff published. So really, it's a kind of sort of like an A to Z of everything you might need to become a poet, or if you're a teacher, how to teach poetry. In terms of social media, we do all the things you'd expect us to do. So we have a Twitter account, and our handle is @ByLeavesWeLive, and I think we've got about just over 35,000 followers on that. We have a Facebook page, which you can easily find by just typing in Scottish Poetry Library. And we do Instagram as well. I think we've got about a couple thousand followers on that. And being a library, obviously we take pictures of new titles that are coming to libraries, or interesting old ones, photographs of poems or visiting poets, or just whatever takes our fancy.
Great stuff, Colin. And let's move on to the Scottish War Poets Memorial then. Can you give us a background to it and what people can expect coming up next month?
Well, the War Memorial project grows out of another project that we did last year. It's essentially the same people and groups that collaborated on Wilfred Owen's Edinburgh 1917-2017, and that briefly was a sort of 4-month celebration in real time, I guess, of the period in which Wilfred Owen was in Edinburgh in 1917. And it's the period where he went from being a not particularly good poet to becoming the war poet that we remember today. Edinburgh was absolutely crucial to his evolution. And the groups that are involved with that, such as the Scottish Poetry Library, the University of Napier's Craig Lockhart Campus, several poets, the City of Edinburgh Council, we all felt it was such a success. We wanted to move on and working together. And Neil McLennan of Aberdeen University, and a great passionate advocate of Scottish history and Scottish poetry, who was the chair of the group. He also chairs the War Memorial Group, and he's been the driving force in getting this memorial put together. So we came together again towards the end of last year and decided we wanted to do something that really paid tribute to those men and women who wrote poems about the Scottish war experience in World War One. You know, obviously, when you think of war poetry, World War One poetry, you think of Wilfred Owen, you think of Siegfried Sassoon, Robert Graves, Ivor Gurney. And of course, you know, they're all great, but they're either English or Welsh. And we felt that the Scottish war poets really hadn't had their due. So one of the movers, one of the people involved with the committee, Lizzie McGregor, who used to be our librarian here and is the editor of Under Troubled Skies, which is an anthology of Scottish war poets. If you read that book, you can see actually there are some really great Scottish war poets and Scottish war poems. Charles Hamilton Sirley, for example, or Joseph Leo Dundee, they are really great poets. And we wanted to do something that remembered their work and what they suffered to produce that work during, you know, the 1914-1918 war. So the natural place it occurred to us to do a memorial would be Edinburgh's Makars Court. I presume your listeners know about it, Makars Court, but if they don't, it's just off the Royal Mile next to the Writers' Museum. And it's a place where there's slabs on the ground, obviously, which have been inscribed with quotes by many great Scottish writers such as Burns, Walter Scott, Robert Louis Stevenson, But there was nothing commemorating the World War I poets that Scotland produced. So Neil had the idea that we could have some sort of memorial put up there. And in actual fact, in a departure from how the memorials are usually done, this isn't going to be an inscription on a slab on the ground. They're going to have the first freestanding memorial is going to be erected in Macker's Court. It's going to be a Celtic cross with a pen design, which has been provided free by Dignity UK, which is an Aberdeen-based funeral service and stone masons, I guess. And it's going to be standing towards the side of Macker's Court, because Macker's Court is an open space. We couldn't put up a cross in the middle of it in case people walked into it and tripped over. But it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be standing to the side. And when we were putting together the plans to do this, we thought it was very important that the Scottish public be involved in this in some way. So we came up with the idea of asking the Scottish public to, via an internet poll, to tell us which words of which poet they wanted to appear on the cross. And so, if memory serves, we had five or six lines from poems, which Lizzie McGregor chose. It was extremely difficult. I mean, when we actually made the announcement, and we actually got some very good coverage in the press over it, you know, there's a lot of people saying, why don't you have Charles Hamilton Sorley in there? Why don't you have this poet I particularly like? And it's because, you know, we were trying to get 2 to 4 lines, which really summed up something to do with remembering those poets, something that felt elegiac. And it's actually quite hard to just isolate just 2 to 4 lines, which really summed it up. So some of the poets that people might have mentioned would have wanted to appear there, we couldn't quite find the right lines for those. But we did eventually find 5 to 6 poets, and they were really interesting selection. I think 4 of them were poets who served, but one of them was Neil Munro, who's better known as the author of the Parahandy stories. He didn't serve, but his son died during World War One, and his poem, Lament for the Lads, is you can feel that grief and that desire to remember. And the other poem was by Mary Simons, which, you know, as the name suggests, she was a woman. But, you know, it was important for us in the poll, at least, to have a poem which reflected the experience of the people back home as well. And Mary Simons wrote a number of poems which speak about the life on the home front and what it was like to wait for men and boys to come back, and in many cases not to come back. So in the end, the winner of the online poll, we got about just under 1,000 votes, was Neil Munro, his poem Lament for the Lads. And I think 4 of his lines are going to be inscribed on the actual memorial. And I feel those lines really sum up something that we feel today, even though the poem was written, you know, just under 100 years ago. They feel very fresh, and Munro's grief for his son has become transmuted, and it now is a poem in which we can all feel that lament and make that lament for the lads, I think.
And just before we hear about the launch of the memorial, understand one of the talked a lot there about the various learning resources. There is an interactive map available on the project website, is that right?
It's on the Craig Lockhart's website. So we were involved in helping, Lizzie really was involved in helping, providing details of where the various Scottish war poets were based. So Joseph Lees in Dundee, for example. She was the prime mover, along with, I think, Gary Sleeth of Craig Lockhart, putting that together. And it's just an interesting way to to think about the poets and where they were coming from in Scotland. They come from throughout Scotland, you know, like the men who served and died in France and other places. So it's a really nice way of visualising the legacy of the Scottish war poets.
Now, I know there's already many people who have been invited to the unveiling of the memorial, but tell us about how people might apply to unveiling, and who in Scottish education and including schools might want to consider attending.
Well, I shall now exclusively reveal to you that the ceremony is going to take place on Friday the 23rd of November, and it's open to the public. We felt that because 2018 has been decreed by the Scottish Government the Year of Young People, it's very important to have young people involved in this. So we're going to have pupils from, I think, coming from Tynecastle, I think it is, which was where Wilfred Owen taught when he was up for those 4 months in 2017, and other schools. And we're going to have some young people and students read poems that reflect those the poets that are in the poll, and other poets as well, whose words really sum up what those men experienced and their legacy. So there'll be an actual ceremony for the public can attend at Macker's Court, and then there's going to be another more private reception at the City Chambers. But in both of them, we're going to have young people and former students from Tynecastle High School talking about, or rather reading poems by those poets. And then we're also going to have some young soldiers as well. We're going to have a full pipe band, and we're going to connect, you know, we're going to use the poems to connect the experience of young men and women who fought, well, women weren't fighting back in 1914 to 1918, connect that experience with the contemporary experience, which is the whole point of poetry, really. You know, so often people say poetry exists in an ivory tower, and, you know, it's only ever read by other people who read poetry. But I think the great argument against that is the war poets. You know, Wilfred Owen, Siegfried Sassoon, and the Scottish war poets, if you read them, it instantly dismisses the idea, you know, that poetry is some sort of precious minority pursuit. You know, those words are still so powerful, and they speak to people, whether, you know, you're a pensioner, or indeed you're a young person studying them for exams.
So it's just a case that the interested schools and what have you, students can just turn up to the venue?
Yes. I mean, we're going to be putting out more details quite soon, actually, via the Scottish Poetry Library blog. And we'll have all the sort of details of if people want to come along, if schools, classes want to apply to come along. It'll be very easy. We certainly want to accommodate anybody who would be interested in introducing their kids to this important and interesting, but perhaps neglected part of the literature of World War One.
Great. And just finally, Colin, what other projects and resources should learners and people involved in education be interested in that you're involved in?
Well, we're actually just revamping the entire, I guess, our syllabus at the moment to better reflect what schools actually want. So we'd be very open to any teachers or whoever, someone involved with education, get in touch with our learning manager. Her email is rose.harrison@spl.org.uk, because there's no point us creating educational resources and then people don't actually want them. But we're very geared as well to what are the set texts on the that are actually being taught right now. So there's lots of stuff about, say, Carolyn Duffy or Jackie Kay in terms of their actual poems are on our website. There's resources about the poems, and you can actually find out more about the poets themselves, previous publications, their lives. In some instances, we've got recordings of the poems as well that you can listen to on our website. In terms of future projects, I think we're still deciding that at the moment, you know, because Rose is not long started and she's got lots of great ideas about what we can do with the new website. So I'll say merely watch this space.
Fantastic, Colin. Thank you so much for giving us a full flavoured run through, to mix my metaphors, no doubt, of the work at the Scottish Poetry Library. It's absolutely fascinating, and I know that I'll be straight on to our English specialist later on today. I'm sure she's well aware of what you offer, but just in case she isn't, and I know that from a selfish point of view, my son studying higher English, He is, no doubt, will really benefit from getting onto your website, as will thousands of others across Scottish education. So thank you so much for giving up your time today, and you're most welcome to come on again in the future to speak about other projects.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much. There's nothing I like better than nattering along for a period. So, yeah, that'd be fantastic.